Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the 40 Days of Hope series on the Burden and Blessing Podcast. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and joining me today is Pastor Neil Radical. We're going to be bringing you our final and 40th day of this series. Neil, it's been quite a journey here walking through the Word of God, and just say from my perspective that I feel like these short meditations together and sharing the Word of God really helps one grow in the Scriptures, so we hope that that's certainly been the case for our listeners as well. Neil, get us started today with our final passage in our series.
Yeah, it being the last one too, Mark, I just want to say I really appreciated being able to just to dive in for a few minutes of our day. It's been one of my favorite parts of the day, just to really kind of examine what is this verse saying? What do these words mean? And it's been really a big blessing for me. So I hope we can continue to do something similar, short word of weeks like this too. So our verse for today, as we close down the 40 days, is from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. It's only a part of this phrase, and I know you'll elaborate a little bit more on the context here. It's reminding us of what Jesus himself says to us: I will never leave you nor forsake you. I was reading from the New King James there. When I was, I think, 5 years old, I had tonsillitis. They got really bad, I could barely swallow, and so I had to have them surgically removed. I remember thinking immediately when I woke up from that surgery, I couldn't really move a whole lot, and I was in pain, and I was more than anything else terrified. You know, I knew going into the surgery, my mom was right there at my side, but when I woke up, she wasn't there. And I kept trying to call out for her. Obviously, I could not call out for her, but I felt like she abandoned me. I felt alone. I felt lost. That's what the idea of forsake is. That's what Jesus said from the cross: my God, why have you forsaken me? Totally different context, right? One is that my mom was on the other side of the room. She couldn't be in the recovery room with me as my anesthesia wore off. But when Jesus said that on the cross, why have you forsaken me? He was saying his Father had abandoned him. And Jesus taking on every one of our sins, he had suffered hell on the cross for us. Because that's what hell is. It's God forsakenness. And so for these 40 days of hope, it's fitting that we end with this verse because it continues to point us to the hope that we have through the redemption in Christ Jesus. He has promised us, no matter what happens in our life, no matter what surgery, no matter what sickness, even death itself, I will never, ever leave you. I'm never going to abandon you. I'm never going to forsake you. Our triune God, our Lord in heaven, will never abandon us. That is his promise. And so we pray for that faith that cling to that promise, to rejoice that the Lord will continue to be with us. He is our helper. He is at our right hand. He will always be there for us until he comes to call us home with him to heaven forever. So this verse, Mark, particularly for me, is one that I usually come back to a lot, whether it's someone on their deathbed or someone really going through a tough time, just questioning God, has he left me? No, he's promised never to leave me. He never will. And so we can continue to trust in that truth. And ultimately, I'm really grateful to end these 40 days looking at this verse with you. So I'd like to hear your thoughts as well.
Well, excellent thoughts, Neil. And what I wanted to share builds perfectly on that. I was just going to share some additional verses from this chapter in Hebrews that help us describe the one that you were talking about, the one that does not forsake us, the Lord. Consider some of the other thoughts that he pairs in this section. In verse 6, he says, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Quoting Psalm 118. In verse 8, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." In verse 14, it tells us what God has accomplished for us. It says, "We have here no continuing city, but we seek the one to come," speaking of heaven. And then in verses 20 and 21, it says, "May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will." That describes the one that you were talking about in that short phrase. When God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," he doesn't just leave it at that either. He tells us why. He tells us who he is. He tells us what he's done. He tells us what we have coming for us. He tells us what we have now in our faith today. And so what a wonderful treasure that we have in the Word of God. And as we conclude these 40 days, what a fitting thought that everything we've used these 40 days for our hope has come from the Word of God. And we all fight that temptation of minimizing, degrading, looking down upon the Word of God just because we're so familiar with it, because the world despises it, because we don't like to stand for something that may be unpopular. Many reasons why we may do that with the Word of God, but man, what eternal and everlasting hope we have here through the Word, and how thankful we can be that not only does God promise what you mentioned in verse 5, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, he gives us the proof of that in his Word. He shows us time and time again his faithfulness. He tells us about his qualities. He gives us his promises. He gives us hope that we can hang on to. And so I think that, as you mentioned, Neil, this is definitely a very fitting passage from multiple angles as we conclude our series today. Why don't you close us off with any final thoughts and then our final prayer as well?
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that. Let's close with prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so for this, we give you thanks. As we complete this 40-day series of hope, help us remember that every time we complete a study of your word, give us the joy and the strength and the excitement to start another one until our earthly race here on this short life is completed also, when you call us home to be with you forever in heaven. Help us to trust through your Spirit with a confident faith that you will never leave us or forsake us. You will not abandon us. No matter what trial we face every day of our life, no matter what difficulty, no matter what struggle with any earthly relationship, we have a strong and firm relationship with you. For you are our Lord, you are our Savior, you are our greatest friend who has laid down your very life on the cross for every one of our sins. With joy, we lift up our head as we look to see our redemption drawing near. And until that day comes, Lord, keep us continually in your word, so that as we've done these last 40 days, we continue to rejoice in the living hope that we have in you from the resurrection of the dead. In these things we continue to give thanks for, Lord Jesus. Supply us with our need. In your great name we pray. Amen. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.